Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Before we talk about this story, kind of got a little bit of a reality check when I saw this headline. Lately, in the last couple of years, I've been flirted with by a younger group of guys that I really never thought would find somebody like me attractive. Okay? I'm like, little boy, go back home to your mama. You know, you ignore them, but you're like, okay. Well, maybe it's because I don't look like I'm middle-aged. Maybe it's because I look, you know, younger. And I'm like, gosh, you know, is it the hair? Is it that I've been losing some weight? You know, why am I getting flirted with? This is kind of interesting. You know? So, I'm into, like, my husband, okay? Or men like Viggo Mortensen that are older, right? And seasoned and, sexy. I could never date anybody younger than me, ever. I just, you know, once you're a mom, you just see everybody like they're kids, you know, and it's. But I thought, right, people were flirting with me because I was attractive. I didn't realize that I'm getting flirted with because people want their college debt paid for. They're looking for sugar mamas. And I just don't get that. I thought the idea of a sugar daddy and being a sugar baby or you being a sugar mama is like prostitution. I guess it's where, okay, so let's say I have college debt and I am looking for somebody to support me. I will be their girlfriend. And then obviously being their girlfriend means you can't have a headache. Okay? So you would basically be sleeping with somebody that you're only being with because they provide financial support. Okay, to me, that's prostitution. I could be wrong. I've never had a sugar daddy, sugar baby relationship. Everybody I dated was poor. But, or, you know, student debt. But this is fascinating. They say 4 million students on this website seeking arrangements. Have you guys seen this website? Basically, there's this website where you could just put it out there and say exactly what you want. Dating is completely different from the way I used to date. You used to kind of have to hide your intentions. Like, okay, well, I want a ring, and, you know, I need to get married, and I want to have kids, and I want my parents to like you. Okay, you couldn't say that on the first date. Now, you could say, look, I got college debt. I need to pay for it. I will be your girlfriend. That's what I'm looking for. And you could put that on there. It's almost like legal prostitution. But there's also people looking for sugar mommies. They call these women cougars when they're older than you and all that. Again, I just, no. They're babies. But apparently, this is a big deal because you have a lot of people out there with student loan debt. They say here, 4 million students are looking for generous partners, sugar daddies or sugar mommies, through a dating site called Seeking Arrangements to help pay for some part of their college. Of that, 62% or 2.48 million are students in the U.S., so there's also students, obviously, that are overseas. And the site recently released its list of schools nationwide with the largest growth of new profiles. People are pretty open about that. I don't even know what to say. Overall costs, as you know, for college are rising. In fact, Elizabeth Warren, I was wrong. It was Elizabeth Warren, not Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, I think, started to bring up a raising college debt. Elizabeth Warren said day one, she'll use her executive privilege to just wipe out people's student debt. I think if you're making less than $100,000 a year, I think she's going to wipe out $50,000 of your college debt. If you make between $100,000 and $200,000 a year, there's going to be a different percentage that you could wipe off of your student debt. So college debt's a big issue. Here's my problem with this whole thing. I'm hearing all these promises to get votes, right? You know, we talked about this. We have Trump running in 2020, and we have a pretty good economy. And so how do the Democrats try to say that we're worse now than we were during the Obama years? They can't. They can't do that. So they need to offer financial incentives to make you feel like you will be better off with them than you are now financially with Trump, which is tough because unemployment's down and economy's pretty good, knock on wood. So the promise of, all right, guys, we're just going to raise your student debt. And people are like, oh, okay, well, that's good. Then I'll have more money. Oh, trust me, that sounds fantastic. But here's my problem with it. Don't we have a huge homeless population? Don't we have poor families that owe on their car or their SBA loan? Why aren't we wiping that off? I mean, or why aren't we, you know, we're running out of tax dollars. Somebody took out a loan. When you take out a loan, you have to pay interest. That's real life. So you're telling people that you can borrow from the government as long as it's for college. It's going to be okay. Meanwhile, we have people with no home. We have people who are sick. We have, you know, kids who have a Medicaid card that can't get into a doctor. Why isn't that a priority? I get so frustrated when I see people make these rash decisions of we are going to pay for your college debt. You know, strong, robust, young adults who are in their 20s and are the best looking and the brightest they'll ever be don't need the government help. We have veterans that need help. We have kids. We have older people. Our boomers. Our boomers are about to lose a lot of their Medicare benefits because we're offering Medicare for all. And the government thinks they're going to be in a position where they can just wipe out debt when people owe the government. And, oh, yeah, we're going to offer free college. Okay, free college is great, but what about free meals to these kids that are going to school that can't afford breakfast or lunch? I could think of a million other things that that money needs to go to. The kids are fine. College kids are fine. They're figuring out ways to get their college paid for. They're sugar daddying or they're sugar mommying or they're working or they're, you know, if you're going to borrow money for something, you have to pay it back. I just think if the government is going to say, no, we don't need those tax dollars, can you please fix the homeless crisis, the veteran crisis, the healthcare crisis first? The 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember there was a study we talked about last year how a man's beard was found to be dirtier than dog fur. This study happened about, I think it was last spring. And study authors looked at 18 men and 30 dogs, compared the bacterial load in colony-forming units from both beards and dog fur, and then they examined MRI scanners used for both dogs and humans, and compared the bacterial load. And they found that there was a higher load of bacteria taken from men's beards compared with dogs' fur. All of the men showed high microbial counts, whereas only 23 of 30 dogs had high microbial counts. 7 had moderate. Furthermore, human pathogenic microorganisms were more frequently found on human beards than in dog fur. So, bearded men harbored, quote, significantly higher burden of microbes and more human pathogenic strains than dogs. People get very, very frustrated that women will kiss the dog and might not kiss them when they come home. Like, oh, my dog, Uzi. My dog, see, I don't want the dog by my face, but she gets up to my face. And Uzi comes up, and she wants to do kissies, and she's like, Mommy! And I'm like, oh, my little baby Uzi! And then I'll do kissies and whatever. And, you know, with my husband, you know, I'm like, hey, how you doing? Because the dog greeted me first. My husband doesn't sit there panting, you know, and looking all googly-eyed when I come home. Yeah, he used to. Maybe our first year of marriage, but not anymore. But the dog does. So the dog gets the kissies. But that's not why I kiss the dog more than I kiss my husband. It's because of the beard. My husband grew a beard. Summer before that, researchers out of Manchester University found 47% of beards tested contained fecal matter that contained deadly pathogens. They found enterococcus was found on 47% of beards swabbed and cultured. Enterococcus is commonly found in the colon and the feces. And it could cause urinary tract infections, abdomen infections, pelvis, wound, even sepsis. Another study done in New Mexico found when they swabbed beards, they found bacteria that very commonly colonize our colon. So oral sex, obviously, could be a big culprit with that. But that's not what this latest study is showing. This latest study is showing that women aren't digging the beards. See, beards are in. They are. But they will not want anything to do with your beard if they think you have lice, ticks, or fleas, and will find you less attractive. So it looks like what they did with this study is they looked at, they interviewed 900 women, okay? And this was published, this is a British study, and it was published in the Royal Society Open Science. And they looked, asked 919 heterosexual women to rate the attractiveness of three male faces for both potential and short and long-term relationships. Each face was shown with and without a beard, and with five levels of masculinity. Beardness is seen as masculine, but also a thick jawline, a prominent brow, deeply set narrow eyes. So we're just talking the face. And the women completed a set of questionnaires which measured attitudes, including their revulsion, in response to parasites that live on the body, and their desire to become pregnant. In general, women thought that the masculine style faces were more attractive than the feminized ones. I think some beards are gorgeous, and I thought Viggo Mortensen was gorgeous, you know, in Lord of the Rings with his beard, but I prefer Viggo Mortensen without the beard. I prefer Michael Fassbender without his beard. I do like the clean-shaven look. That's just me. Not because it's feminized. It's just, I like men so much, I want to see their face, I guess. I don't know. So women seem to prefer, though, in this particular study of these 900 women, bearded ones, more masculine-looking. The same trend was seen for both short- and long-term relationships, whether bearded or not. They say although differences in attractiveness relating to masculinity were less pronounced for bearded men. Why? Because the beard could hide some unattractive features. So a lot of guys that do beard up, they might have had acne scars. So they'll hide that. Or they may not like their chin and the dimple on their chin. Or they may have a scar or something. So even though the scar could kind of mess with the hairline. So some guys will grow beards to hide certain things. And then they look better. They said for each level of masculinity, bearded men were deemed more attractive than clean-shaven men, but not everybody was drawn to a hairy face. Among other results, the team found that women who had higher levels of disgust for ectoparasites found beards less attractive. But the reverse was true for those concerned about picking up harmful bacteria or viruses. So the team writes, this could be interpreted as evidence that facial hair is preferred as a marker of health among women with high pathogen concerns, or that facial hair masks areas of the face that will communicate ill health. So I guess if a woman didn't like lice or fleas, she didn't like the beard. But if she just had issues with bacteria, she thought the beard was fine. Now, hair, believe it or not, is a deterrent for certain infections. Have you guys ever had to trim your nose hair? Oh my gosh, I trimmed my nose hair the other day. I didn't need to. But I just wanted to because I had some allergies and I noticed that the dried boogies would, you know, be visible outside the nose. You could see, you could see from, if you look, a boogie in the nose. And I'm like, you know what, let me get rid of the hair. So I was trimming the nose hair. Oh, gosh, that is miserable to do. And you got to be very careful, because if you have, like, a boogie also that's very slippery, you could kind of slip and cut yourself in. Yeah, anyway. And I didn't realize how much hair we have in the nose. We have a lot of hair. And that hair, it's different from hair on other parts of your body. And the reason why is it is trying to stop pathogens. It is trying to prevent bacteria and stuff from getting in there. It's a filter. Your hair basically is like your pool filter. So when you do cut your nose hairs, I get that a lot of times it kind of grows out and sprawls out of the nose, and you're like, okay, I got to do something with my ear hair or nose hair. But don't just cut your nose hair like I did to make it look like I have less boogies in there. Because what ended up happening after I cut my nose hair, I got a sinus infection the next week. And maybe it's coincidence, but I guess I needed my nose hair. So let's go back to what women want, okay? I'm a heterosexual woman, so I can't really comment on homosexual women or homosexual men and what they want. Although all my homosexual male friends teach me a lot. Homosexual men do like boobies, you know that. They think boobies are fantastic. They just don't get turned on by them, but they do think the boobies are really cool. So, you know, don't underestimate what people's, or don't miscalculate what people's affinities are too. You know, boobies are boobies, guys like that. Just like my guess is, homosexual women do like penises. It just doesn't necessarily mean they're attracted to them. So, I don't know. I don't know what that would mean. Maybe like, you know, I don't know. As a friend? I don't know. I don't know. But when we were cavemen and cavewomen, okay, signs of fertility relied on the hair growth. And because a young boy that hasn't gone through their tanner staging doesn't grow a lot of hair. Yeah, I remember my boys going, Mom, Mom, I got a mustache. I'm like, that's not a mustache. I got more of a mustache than you. Please. And then all of a sudden, one went from Tanner 2 to Tanner 22. And I'm like, oh, dang. Here's a razor. We'll shave that. No, Mom. I want to grow a beard. I'm like, no beard. Yeah, one of my sons insists on having a beard. I hate it. But again, it's in. So if a woman saw a man that didn't have facial hair, they probably thought there was an issue with their fertility. Or they weren't developed yet. And there are some men that just can't grow a beard. Maybe their testosterone's off, or maybe that's just the way their hair follicles are. So women would be attracted to the more hairier men. Nowadays, we're like, oh yeah, but you know, Bruce Willis wasn't shaved in Die Hard and he looked good, and Harrison Ford looked good in Indiana Jones and he wasn't shaved, and you know, you start liking these, you know, more hairless sort of individuals, and you're like, okay, they look good. They look good. And then in society, we start to accept those that were shaven, and we actually started to shave as a facial hair used to be decor. And so you would shave a certain way or do your mustache a certain way. I don't know. Me, just, you know, treat me nice. Feed me, you know, steak and chocolate once in a while. I'll find you attractive. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signs phase one of a U.S. trade deal with China in hopes of ending the tit-for-tat tariff war that's been going on between the United States and China.
Today we take a momentous step, one that has never been taken before with China, toward a future of fair and reciprocal trade as we sign phase one of the historic trade deal between the United States and China. Together we are righting the wrongs of the past and delivering a future of economic justice and security for American workers, farmers, and families.
National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says the White House will unveil more tax cuts this year. Kudlow tells CNBC they will be directed at middle America.
Tax cuts 2.0 to help middle-class economic growth, that's still our goal.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCZALI. So people say money can't buy happiness. I agree. Money can't buy happiness. Some of my happiest times was when I was, you know, my poorest. Fall in love. Dating. Then getting married. Not to say person. Just kidding. And I had happy times at my most poorest. I, you know, I'm still happy. I love my life, but money doesn't change that, you know. So I talk about this with a lot of people. They say, okay, you know, if money doesn't buy happiness, what buys happiness? Well, you know, good health and success and, you know. I was speaking to some students at a school yesterday, high school, and the teacher was talking to me about how there was a child in her class that said he never experienced joy. She thinks the child is like a high-functioning autistic child, and he she just thought that was heartbreaking because he had said, I've never experienced joy. And I said, actually, that's a sign of intelligence. These autistic children are smarter than we've ever been capable of. And I tell you what, okay? If I think of a joyous moment in my childhood, it would be the, you know, rare time we got to go to Lake Disneyland. So if somebody asked me, you know, really, you never had joy? You know, what about when you went to Disneyland? Okay, I loved going to Disneyland, right? Somebody who, though, has that sort of intelligence, like an autistic child, might say, yeah, I had a good time, but that's not joy. That's not, you know, that was a fleeting, temporary situation I was in. People were running around, you know, chasing a mouse, and it really wasn't a mouse. It was a guy in a mouse suit. And, you know, we had to wait long lines for rides. It was cool, but I'm not going to attribute that to happiness and, you know, joy and, you know, finding my inner smile. It was a trip to Disneyland. And they're right. So, ignorance is bliss. You know, I've had family members with autism. And people will be laughing about something. And I'll look over at the one with autism, highly functioning autism, and they're staring at the movie or just staring, you know, without smiling or cracking a smile. And people go, oh, well, they're socially anemic, they're whatever. No. We're the one with the deficit. The joke we were laughing at was stupid. I don't know if you guys saw the movie The Interview. Okay, with Seth Rogen and James Franco. I love the movie. But it was just one stupid, just stupid, stupid funny. Deadpool. Stupid funny. I laugh. Somebody with high functioning autism, they go, I don't know if I want to waste 2 hours watching this. And they're right. They're kind of smart. They're kind of intelligent. You know? We say somebody with autism has social challenges, and some not as high functioning autistic children have trouble with potty training and things like that. But again, do not underestimate their intelligence. Well, okay. Well, let's look at the potty training. Okay, you have to go to the bathroom. What do we do? Well, we find a separate room. We find something porcelain that's cold. We sit on it. It's hard. It's not really comfortable. It's cold. In the morning, when I have to get up and go to the bathroom, I hate it because the toilet seat's cold. I really need to warm it up. And you sit in an awkward position. So you're not supposed to sit when you go poop. We used to stand or squat. That's a better way to potty. In fact, if any of you guys are kind of constipated, you're having trouble with something making a turn, stand up. I mean, you're going to have to probably clean the floor and the seat afterwards, but sometimes standing up helps. In fact, delivering a baby. I've had family members, they had to stand up to deliver the baby. This being on the back with the knees up, didn't work for them. So an autistic child is not going to want to sit and be at a 90-degree angle when the instinct is to stand and potty. And then change it out. You potty and you change it out. A lot of autistic kids like the diapers. Diapers make sense. You don't have to be naked. You do what you have to do. You're going to have to use toilet paper and clean up anyway. Now, I'm not saying we as adults need to wear diapers. But, you know, when an autistic child is like, why are you making me sit on a cold, hard seat that I could fall into and get backsplash and have you standing there watching me? Why can't I just, you know, finish watching my TV show and still wear my diaper? And then you just change it out. They're smart. So, you know, this diagnosis of autism now, I think they say it's 1 out of 56 boys have some level of autism. We don't know if it's just happening more and more because of either cell phones or electronic electromagnetic radiation or medications moms are taking, or are moms older? Is it fibroids in the uterus? There's all sorts of theories as to why, you know, people have autism. But I am finding, as I meet a lot of adults and older adults, I'm finding that I think there's a bunch of them with levels of it. And the reason why I'm starting to pick up on it is because I go, this guy's smart. This guy doesn't seem to be as entertained. Well, like my show, for example. If there is a person out there that doesn't listen to my show, right, is it that there's something wrong with them, or is it because there's something right with them? And they're like, well, I could just read the New England Journal of Medicine. I don't need to hear Dr. Dahlia misread it, mispronounce the scientific terms, fumble over what it means, and give her opinion. Why would I listen to Dr. Dahlia? I could just go and read the article myself. Yeah, maybe they won't be a cool cat, but they're not wrong. So if you have somebody who's really, really smart in your circle and doesn't seem to laugh and kind of seems to be pretty, like, why is that funny? Kind of a little bit of a party pooper. Kind of a, well, gosh, you know, you took the fun out of it, you know. And won't do beer pong. If you have a friend who doesn't really get beer pong, they might be, you know, very intelligent. They might have autism. So it's a thought. So anyway, the reason I bring this up is there's a study where money might buy happiness, because they say money you may buy health. They say rich people are staying healthy for almost a decade longer than poor people. Researchers analyzed data on more than 25,000 adults over 50, looking for factors that could predict how long they lived before they started suffering age-related disabilities. And they said the biggest socioeconomic factor predicting when these problems began was wealth. From the age of 50, the wealthiest men analyzed could expect another 31 years of life, compared to the least well-off, who might only have another 23 years of life. For women, the wealthiest were projected to enjoy another 33 more years of good health when they were 50. So, they could better nutrition, access to doctors. For example, they might not have to be standing out in the sun waiting for a bus, getting skin cancer. They could get into a car and be covered. Gym. They could go to a gym. They could get a personal trainer. They could eat meals like salads that taste super yummy. So research in 2016 found that men in the top financial 1% in the U.S. could live to the age of 87.3, nearly 15 years longer than those in the bottom 1%. And in the U.K., a study in 2018 found that poor people die around a decade earlier. So if you want to help, I would maybe, like, not be throwing money at college students. I would maybe throw money at those who are, you know, homeless and those who are poor. And that's going to help. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so we got some more scoop on vaping. So, all right, let me see. We got two headlines on this, and I want to make sure I have, hold on a second. I want to make sure I have both stories. One has to do with the THC and how the majority of the cases have to do with that, but not all of them. The other is where people are getting their vapes from. So they say 1/6 of patients who developed lung injuries after vaping marijuana or Evali obtained the product from legal dispensaries, a new federal report says, according to the CDC. The CDC report is based on 809 patients in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Utah who provided data on the source of THC-containing products. The CDC said 131 or 16% reported acquiring their products from only commercial sources. The majority cited informal sources, like family, friends, in person, or online dealers. 51, or 6%, cited both types of sources. So when the CDC, or when the government, is saying, okay, we are going to be on it, we are going to prevent people from, these stores, these dispensaries from selling, X, Y, and Z, and a lot of people aren't getting it from that. Remember when we were seeing a lot of these Evoli cases, they were starting to blame Juul. And Juul's like, look, we feel bad for these vaping-related deaths, but can we just wait till we get some of the data here? I don't know if these people were smoking Juul. And then we came to find out that a lot of them were bootleg sort of vape cartridges or with the THC oil. So, we need to get the facts before we start vilifying people. Not that I am a huge fan of Juul. Just, I don't want somebody blamed. People are innocent until proven guilty. That is, this is the country we have and the country we fight to, the constitutional rights we fight to have. So the CDC noted that even states with legal recreational marijuana, consumers may not know whether stores or dispensaries are actually licensed by the state. In California, the CDC said the Bureau of Cannabis Control seized nearly 10,000 illegal vape pens from unlicensed retailers in 2 days last month. The report looked at 1,900 patients with available data on substance use. A total of 1,600 or 82% had used marijuana products. Patients aged 13 to 17 were more likely to acquire the marijuana from informal sources than adults were. By the way, we were talking about yesterday about how if you're unhappy with the kids of today, not motivated, not wanting to go to school, not wanting to leave the house, smoky pot, and I said, kind of blame the parents. These kids didn't vote to legalize marijuana. We did. I did. I voted for legalization of marijuana because I wanted it studied. I didn't want the kids having access to it. I'm like, look, if we make it legal, we can at least study it and then figure out what the hell we could do in terms of medicinal applications. So, yeah, I voted to legalize marijuana. I'm not going to lie about that. I think it was a mistake until we had more of an infrastructure. So when you're kind of upset about kids, you've got to blame yourself. We did this. So the CDC said the best way to be safe is to avoid the use of all vaping products. Sean Jorgensen Callahan, a pulmonologist at the University of Utah professor, who has treated and written about patients with vaping lung illnesses, said he expected the number of illnesses related to legal THC vapes to be higher. So what is the death toll? Well, right now, it's 57 deaths and lung illnesses that have been now attributed to vaping. 2,600 people have gotten sick. This is since a national outbreak began last spring. It didn't begin last spring. It began before then. It's just nobody asked if anybody vaped, so somebody did die from lung illness. No way to tell. Now, we're going to start to add into the electronic medical record. We're going to start to interview people and go, okay, do you vape? I do now. Now, I ask every patient, do you smoke, do you vape? One laughed, saying, isn't that funny? That's two separate questions. I go, yep. Because you can't just say, do you use tobacco products? Because vaping isn't tobacco. People vape. And then you need to ask, do they vape? Are you vaping nicotine or are you vaping marijuana? Now, when the CDC began its investigation, there was no distinction between nicotine and marijuana-based THC. It grew to emphasize black market, street-sold THC cartridges, and then legally purchased products containing THC. Now, THC is the psychoactive ingredient of marijuana. Creates the high, and it is vaped in oil form. 8 states have reported lung illnesses linked to legal THC cartridges. Unlike consumer products and some food, identifying information about the products and stores that sold them is not available. So, Kevin Sabat, president of Smart Approaches to Marijuana, and a former senior drug policy advisor to the Obama administration, said the data is clear on two fronts. Legal, licensed products cannot be conclusively stated as safe. Amen. Big marijuana. You know how there's big tobacco? Now we have big marijuana. Big marijuana lobbyists have so desperately tried to do. Legalization has only served to make the underground market more dangerous. The significance of this data release cannot be understated. So this vitamin E acetate is a component in the THC. I think it makes it the oil. and it appears to be the most likely culprit. When they found a lipoid pneumonia, or a pneumonia that the macrophages or your body's inflammatory cells couldn't clear, they found them immersed in an oil-like substance, and they found the vitamin E acetate in many of these cases. But they think something else could be going on, and maybe the vitamin E acetate is just coincidentally there. They say the incentive to cut vape materials will always exist, and it stands to reason other adulterants may exist that can cause EVOLI, vaping lung illness, or electronic cigarette or vaping associated lung illness. So they don't want people playing whack-a-mole. You know, people chase after this, they chase after this, they don't look at it as something else, then all of a sudden something else could pop up. So 2 weeks ago, the FDA announced it is going to ban fruit and mint-flavored products and e-cigs and vaping products while allowing vape shops to sell flavors from tank-based systems. The ban was designed to target products widely used by children while allowing vaping as a potential off-ramp for adults who want to quit smoking. So they still want to allow people to, use it to get off cigarettes, and we don't really have high numbers that have, but they don't want to attract kids. Now, my problem with that is we have these headlines that Americans are drinking more now than when Prohibition became law. Americans are drinking more alcohol now than ever. You thought in the 20s, before Prohibition had to come into play, that, you know, people were drinking alcohol in droves. Actually, it's more now. Alcohol, they say, has been causing, I believe, more deaths than cancer. So, a lot of alcohol is flavored. You got, you know, hard lemonades. You got the ciders. You got flavored beer, flavored seltzer. You have flavored alcohol. Where's the ban on that? There's an argument that there are more people dying and more kids drinking alcohol, flavored alcohol, than vaping. But, you know, this is the way legislators and, you know, the lawyers and, you know, the people that want to prosecute do. They find something that's in the public eye that seems to be pretty popular, and everybody jumps after that. But I would really like to see a study looking at alcohol. They say drinking among teenagers are coming down because teenagers are going to vaping. But we have flavored alcohol, and alcohol causes teen drunk driving, there's teen alcoholism, there's a whole variety of issues that people get with alcohol. And I don't want anybody to start going after alcohol and the flavors, but what I'm saying is, you know, we got to show some consistency here. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.